Bacon and Babble listeners. It is the finale, the end-all, the end game, the championship week of the college football season. It's over. We are all sad. I have Ira in my hands. Brianna is doing motherly things with Charlie, changing diapers, kissing babies. And then on the team's call, the man with tattoos and piercings that you would actually want to bring home to mom and dad, Christian De Leon.
Well, hello there. How are you today?
You know what? I'm doing pretty well. Work hasn't been too bad this week. It's been a lot better than last week. And we're still open.
Good. Are you guys officially back to work?
Yeah, we were back last week.
In the classroom or?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And I keep getting students. So I'm up to 37 in two of my classes.
Wow. How does that work?
You don't socially distance. You get the kids closer and closer and closer to each other. And then you yell at about six of them all the time to keep their effing mask on.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And then there's hand sanitizer everywhere.
And you just expect them to hand sanitize always.
Yeah, wash their hands. You know, not breathe or cough on each other. Just basic human things.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. How are you doing?
Which doesn't end up working.
No, it's not. It's, I mean, like we have, I think in the school we have 38 kids absent or on isolation or are quarantined.
Right.
So.
Wow. That's crazy.
How are you doing, my fine sir?
I'm doing good. Doing good. That's about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Did you end
tired.
Up... Well, yeah. But it's your Friday.
It is. For a long weekend, too.
Yeah. It's as long as your work week.
Indeed.
Not bad.
Yeah. It isn't. You remember those days.
I know. They were so nice. Two Saturdays.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to drink tonight?
No, just water for me tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I just clocked out, so. I suppose I could pour a whiskey.
You could. I have coffee currently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, the big game.
The big game.
Ohio.
Which turned out to be not such a big game.
Well, you know, it was a big... Big quarter. So, a little Ohio State, Alabama. Is Ohio State, are their bitches big enough to go against Alabama? And I feel like for the first quarter, they were big enough.
Yeah, and they weren't at the same time, you know? Like... I mean, the writing was on the wall from the first snap for Ohio State, you know, that they were going to be in a running gun.
Oh, yeah.
Against Alabama, you know. Ohio State's premier defensive line was in tatters. Like, they could... I mean, they had, what, four guys out on or two guys on the D-line out for COVID.
Right.
Backups in. I mean, it was, let's put it this way. Their fight got them through the first quarter and a half, and then they needed to play.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I mean, you're not going to beat Alabama in a running gun. You got to stop Alabama from scoring. You know, you're not going to put up as many points as they are just like going point for point. And you're right, Ohio State hung in there for a little bit, but that was it. Just a little bit.
Yeah, well, like, I think it was, you know, I want to say 14-7 or 21-14, and Alabama ended up getting that fumble in their zone.
You mean Ohio State?
Yeah, they ended up receiving that fumble.
Yeah.
I was actually very happy about that, even though I was thinking Alabama was going to win, just to keep it a close game.
Right. So something that I realized, speaking of that fumble specifically, is that one of the few times that they actually pressured the quarterback and brought a blitz, mm-hmm. they caused that fumble. It was the first blitz that they took. Now, you're not going to cause a fumble every single time you blitz, but why that defense wasn't pressuring the Alabama quarterback like every single play is beyond me. They were like sitting back on their haunches. They weren't playing aggressively. And I just don't think the Ohio State team that played against Clemson showed up to this game.
No. And, all right, so you're playing zone. You're sitting back because of the threat of the wide receivers. I mean, you have the Heisman winner on the outside, and then a couple other studs.
Total studs.
So zone's not working. You're getting beat. Try something else.
Yeah, and you got a quarterback that is super comfortable just sitting in the pocket. That guy is not a scrambler.
No.
Mac Jones can't run.
He can't, no.
He's 85 years old. What he can do is comfortably sit in the pocket and make really nice throws to receivers that don't drop the ball.
Yeah, I mean, he has the body of a chunky middle schooler.
Exactly. So I don't understand why they didn't just bring pressure on that quarterback. They had a blitz package. It was sending one person every play.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, and I mean, the offensive line for Alabama is just five Mack trucks with bulldozers in front of that.
Yeah. And honestly, Ohio State did a pretty good job with controlling the run play, mm-hmm. you know? Their tackling on run plays was pretty good. Now, don't get me wrong. Najee Harris is great, but he only had 79 yards on 22 carries.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
I mean, defensively, I don't think Ohio State really came to play ball defensively.
Yeah, it's hard when you can't, like, when you have a couple dudes absent from the defensive line. Yeah. I mean, that's really where it always starts, is the offensive defensive line, and you don't have that, it's going to be hard. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, the offense tried, but it's hard when Sermon is injured the first play.
Yes. I mean, obviously, devastating blow to Ohio State's offense, the loss of Sermon. You know, that's huge because now you don't have the run threat to shrink the defense. Now, again, don't get me wrong, Master Teague did decently.
He really did.
You know,
that guy's a
bull. For a backup, he did well. I was proud of him. But he's not Sermon.
No.
He's just not. So you've got Ohio State, who, now that they don't have the run game, passing the ball, and Justin Fields sitting in the pocket like he's Mac.
Yeah.
The most frustrating thing... The second most frustrating thing for me in this game was the play calling. I don't understand why they didn't use the run option with Fields.
No. He's a dynamic runner, And you have a guy that can go up the field with Teague.
Yeah.
Hard up the middle. I mean, it's just a zone read.
Yeah. And I understand why they didn't do it, because Justin Fields was hurt, you know? Like, I get it. But, like, this is the national championship game. Unless you just went there to say, you know what, on 65%, we can put up 24 points against Alabama. To say we weren't playing our game and we still put up 24 points against Alabama.
Right.
Well, and maybe they just were like, you know what? We're not going to win this because we don't want to destroy the guys. I don't know.
Right.
Why else would you make those decisions?
I don't know. Unless he was more injured than we thought. The OC just got rattled with Sermon being out. But that defensive lineman for Alabama, last name starts with a B, I believe. He was like the MVP, defensive MVP. That's a dude. I mean, he was blowing it up.
Barmore?
Yeah.
Barmore? Jim Barmore? Number 58?
Yes, sir. That's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, totally. So, 3 tackles, 2 assists, 1 sack. He's an animal.
Well, I guess... it seemed like his presence was bigger than his stats.
No, totally. I read those stats, and they seem small.
Yeah.
But this is against Ohio State in a national championship game. You're not going to be, like, 7 sacks.
No.
You know?
No.
So, I know it makes for great podcasting.
Yes.
But Marlana has called me twice.
Oh. Well, I can pause it real quick.
Hit pause. Ohio State would have shown up a little bit more. I can run down the stats real quick if you want.
Yeah, that'd be great. See what they look like.
The biggest one is Ohio's total yards, Ohio State 341 to Alabama's 621. rushing yards, pretty similar. Rushing game was not a factor in this one. 147 for Ohio State, 157 for Alabama. So rushing was what it was.
Yeah.
But passing is where Alabama just smoked them.
Right.
194 to 464, and that is largely thanks to Devonta Smith, who had 12 receptions for 215 yards.
Which was, like, all in the first half.
Yeah. Yep.
It was. At half, he had more yards than Ohio State.
Yep.
Which...
So, I mean... What do you do? You know?
Stop playing zone.
Stop playing zone, exactly. And let them make mistakes. Don't give them 15-yard passes for free.
Right.
So, I knew coming into this one that Justin Fields had to play as good a game against Alabama as he did against Clemson to be competitive, and they just didn't do it.
No. Yeah.
Justin Fields and the whole team did not play the game that they played against Clemson. You're not going to win this one if you don't.
And so, every year, Alabama graduates an NFL team.
Yes.
And then the next year, you have a new group of dudes. Like,
yeah.
Nick Saban has created such, like, an environment at Alabama to where, like, these kids are like, yeah, I'll wait 3 years or 4 years for my turn.
Yeah.
To, like, just go. I mean, if you're getting recruited by Alabama, like, why would you care to go in? Why would I care if anybody else talked to me?
Oh, I mean, if you're getting recruited by Alabama, you're also getting recruited by Ohio State and Clemson.
Yeah.
And those are also spectacular programs who are graduating, you know.
Student athletes.
Yeah. Who are graduating NFL teams. I mean, everybody who's a starting player at any of those three schools are being looked at by... They're getting drafted, you know. Except for Mac. I don't know that Mac is getting going to go play pro.
He declared. He is like a later round pick.
I mean, he's like 85 years old.
Yeah.
The guy's got like, I think, two masters.
He's like Jason Whedon. Like...
Yeah.
And right. He legitimately was like a 27-year-old rookie in the NFL.
Right. Right. So, you know, it was disappointing, but it is what it is. Yeah. There's always next year.
We ended up turning it off with like 10 minutes left.
Yeah, I think I turned it off with 5 minutes left.
All right.
And then I checked the score about 15 minutes later, and it was still the same. And I'm like, well, it was final, and nothing had happened.
No. Just killing time. And it's like...
Yeah. Even Ohio State was killing time at the end.
They're just trying to get... Well, Ohio State was killing time that second-to-last possession at halftime. They were just trying to get rid of it, and they sucked at just trying to kill time.
I know. I don't get it. Like, so at halftime, they were down 35-17.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got 2 minutes for one last halftime play. You know Alabama's getting the ball back.
Right.
And your first play from scrimmage is a running play. Right up the middle, which hasn't worked all night. You don't have Sermon.
Ugh. No, it was very confusing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I mean, at that point, it was kind of like, well, that's it. You know,
that's kind of why I felt like maybe Ohio State was just making a statement like, look, a depleted roster, injuries, and we're still putting 28 points up again, or 24 points up against Alabama. As stupid a statement as that is in the national championship game, this was like watching the NFL play the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Where nobody really wants to get hurt, or the NBA playing their Pro Bowl, or their All-Star game, you know? It's like half-hearted, like, you guys are all going to go play in the NFL, so let's just not get you hurt.
Would you say that Notre Dame may have been better than Ohio State? They held Alabama to the fewest points all year.
I mean, do I think they would have competed against Alabama?
Yeah.
The same? Or do I think that Notre Dame would have beaten Ohio State?
Do you think Notre Dame would have beat Ohio State?
No. I think it would have been a better matchup than Clemson, Ohio State. Like, so let's take the Clemson, Ohio State game and put the better match in both of those games would have been Clemson, Alabama, and Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You know, I think Clemson has got the same guns as Alabama. Offensively, Clemson put up points.
True.
But if Ohio State would have played, well, there's your answer. Ohio State plays the game against Alabama they played against Notre Dame. Notre Dame wins it, but it'll be a close game. Ohio State plays the game against Notre Dame that they played against Clemson. Notre Dame wouldn't have been able to stop Ohio State from scoring. And Ohio State's defense has the answer to Notre Dame's offense.
Yeah, they do.
Notre Dame doesn't have the weapons. So even if they played poorly like they did against Alabama, I think they still win it.
Oh, okay.
Just because Notre Dame wouldn't have put up the points to win. I think Ohio State's defense can answer Notre Dame's offense.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they did against... Yeah. Because against Indiana, I mean, both teams were scoring in the high 40s, I believe. They right. just kept running.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well...
So that's another L in my column.
It is. I honestly didn't even put numbers into records.
It's all right. I still got more wins than Bob.
True, but she still has a higher percentage.
It doesn't matter. I got more wins. She's Ohio State. I'm Alabama. I say she doesn't deserve to be in the finals.
That's funny, because I'm pretty sure I'm Alabama in this situation. And,
Okay, fine. You're Alabama. I'm Clemson. She's Ohio State.
Hey, you made it to the party. That's what it's about. So here are not too early predictions for next year, since the college football season is right around the corner. Who is your 2021 champion?
Can we pick two?
Sure.
And then just like with one of them hits. I have you go first, because I always went first and I lost a bunch.
That's true, you did lose a bunch. You know what? Let's go. I think I'm gonna pick Texas A&M.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's January, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't think our listener's going to hold me to it, so I think it's fine.
Right. Well, I mean, if... I mean, if you're not being held to anything, then... I'm going to pick Ohio State.
That seems
That's like asking me 10 years ago who was going to win the Super Bowl at the start of the... You know, NFL season, I always said the Browns.
Right.
They were terrible, and right. I still said the Browns. 1-15, I previous year's record, I'd be like, Browns?
Well, that's the funny thing. There's a – do you remember their left tackle, Joe Thomas?
Yeah.
So, you know, he played it all, 10, 12, 16 years with the Browns, all pro. And he has, he's been on several podcasts, and he was always like, every year going into it, I thought we were going to win the Super Bowl. Like, I legitimately thought we were going to win it. And, he was telling a story, like, he's in a game, and, he has to introduce himself to the quarterback because they've never met before. Like, they're so far down the, death chart that he had no idea who this guy was.
He's in the huddle. The guy's like, 26, sweet, on three. He's like, hey, before we start this, I'm your pulling guard. I'm Joe.
Hi, Joe.
That's funny. So, yeah, I'm going to say Ohio State. If you want my real pick, it's either going to be Alabama or Clemson.
Yeah. Yeah, man, Clemson's going to have a quarterback next year.
Yep.
He's gonna, that kid's a dude, and he's going to be there a while.
Yep. He's a freshman this year.
Yeah, true freshman. And this like, year that guy,
I know, that guy's going to literally, he's got 4 years to become, like, next year's the 1 year he might not do as well as he should, yeah. And then he's going to be literally unstoppable. And he's just gonna get jacked.
Yeah. Yeah, he's already 250.
I know.
Like, it's stupid.
They're gonna teach him how to run and scramble. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on Harbaugh getting an extension with Michigan?
Terrible idea. So, I mean, I actually like Harbaugh.
Right.
Like, as a, you know, I like him. I think he's probably, you know, obviously never been coached by him, but, like, he seems like a good guy, and his players like him.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a good decision. I think after this year's, like, they didn't even finish in the top 25.
No, they did.
It's terrible.
It's not good.
Yeah. I mean, really, if the CFP doesn't rethink college playoff teams, I don't know. Four is stupid.
Four, it's too short.
It's stupid. It doesn't even make sense.
No. Like, if they had done four, like, the first 2 years just to see how the playoff went as a little, like, early entry, cool. But we're like 5 or 6 years into this. Like, let's expand it. I mean, and these kids, it's their break anyway from school. So they're not missing more school.
Right.
So, and that, I feel like that was one of the arguments all the time, was that they'd miss too much school. But like, the March Madness is like a week long. Not even during like spring break.
Right. And those guys are playing like 2 games a week.
Yeah.
These guys are playing 1 game a week.
Right.
So they could literally show up on a Thursday, play on Saturday.
Yeah.
Or make them Sunday games. You know? Anyway.
Well, when we're on the committee, we'll put our 2 cents in.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's our college football wrap-up.
There you go.
That's